Extension 101.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. This is the live Saturday night edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. So plenty of time for you to get in touch with us and talk about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Now, freetalklive.com, we get a lot of good stuff for you, including the bulletin board system, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming. It's all free. We don't ask that you pay any money for the website. What we do ask that you do is from time to time go vote for us. Right now, we are currently tied. Is it, Manwich?
No. I was mistaken when I looked at that. I clicked the wrong thing. We are 12 votes behind Dawn and Drew in the number 3 slot.
Okay, so we need a boost. Slot. We need a boost of votes. If you haven't gone and voted this month, do vote.freetalklive.com.
We're just 12 votes away.
Yep, that's
we can do it right now, and we wouldn't bother you the rest of the evening.
You can make a difference. Vote.freetalklive.com. Actually, I'm not going to bother you the rest of the evening. You're either going to do it or you're not. All right, so we got a lot to talk about tonight. We've got always a lot on our minds, and I know that hopefully, I don't know, I guess, but hopefully sometime in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to find out what happened today in New Hampshire.
Really?
Because today was the day for the, as we're calling him, the unidentified flying objector.
The unidentified flying objector. Okay.
The gentleman in New Hampshire who today at around noon was intending to go to the Manchester International Airport and board a plane. Except the one difference between what you would normally do when you board a plane and what he is going to do is he's going to refuse to show his identification. So he is either going to get on the plane and not show identification, or he's going to be arrested. So we're not exactly sure what happened yet. I have not checked on the web quite yet just to see what is going on. So I'm in the dark at this point. But we're expecting a call. I told them to wait until 8 o'clock because that's when we go on in New Hampshire. We've got a couple new stations up there, and they join us in our 8 o'clock hour. So that is on the way, hopefully, tonight.
The suspense is killing me.
You know, it's interesting to me, very much so, because we just had the outlaw manicurist just weeks ago. I mean, it's been about a month since the other guy, a different dude in New Hampshire, decided to give a manicure decided to sell a manicure out at literally in front of the Board of Cosmetology in the state of New Hampshire. So the licensing board that regulates manicures and hair braiding and all that stuff, that beauty stuff, he did it right out in front of there, blatantly violating their law. Now, in the case of the gentleman with the airline situation, we're not even sure if there is a law. We're not really even sure if he would be violating a law by not showing his identification.
Right.
So he may,
interesting.
Yeah, they when you press them, they won't come up with any law.
Well, the thing is they're just going to try to bureaucracy. You can put the bureaucracy in your way. You know, they're going to make it difficult for you to get past the TSA, and then barging through a TSA line. Now that's probably against the law.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think he's going to be doing any barging through anything.
Well, then how's he not going to get through? Then how's he going to get through? You know.
Well, the FBI came and visited him, and they wanted to ask him if he was going to be violent. You know, you're going to have a bomb strapped to your chest, that sort of thing. And no, he's not. I mean, he's a totally nonviolent civil disobedience protester.
Right.
So if they ask him to leave, he's just not going to leave. In which case, then they might charge him with trespassing or something like that. So we could definitely envision a real charge being created as a result of, you know, not following the orders he's given. But it should be interesting to find out. So that, hopefully, is on the way tonight. We get a lot of good stuff again. I want to start with something kind of interesting that I stumbled across the other day. Actually, I found it a few days ago. There's apparently a weird, a very strange snitch poster. It says, report any unusual activities or packages to the nearest conductor. Now, this is being posted on like a bus line in Maryland.
Okay.
And it's kind of got that old communist style look to it. You know, like I don't know artistic styles, but I mean, if you remember back in the days, there were these posters.
It sure does. That old communist feeling. The people.
Right.
people lined up and their faces to the profile.
They're all there. You can see there's like a bar, like a hand bar, so the woman is holding. So it looks like they're on the bus, you know, like they're traveling on the bus, and they're all looking in the same uniform direction. They kind of have a roughly drawn face, very sharp edges on the face, and it looks very 1942 era, you know.
It's like the guy with the hammer and the woman with the sickle.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And when I first spotted it, I thought this can't be real. I mean, this has got to be somebody has printed up a poster just as a political statement and has put it up somewhere in public. That's what I thought. But according to some of the blog reports, I mean, it's tough these days, you know, in this blogified world that we have now to verify things. I mean, last night on a different blog, somebody reported that Chinese Walmarts were selling pornography right above the kids section. Now, it turned out that it wasn't actually porn, but it was products that were sexually suggestive, absolutely. And so you never know. I mean, of course, you never really knew who to believe back in the day. I mean, do you believe the blogger any more so than you believe the New York Times? I don't know, man, because New York Times has been found to make stuff up in the past.
Yeah.
So
I can't really think of any time offhand that the New York Times has made stuff up, but there's certainly the Rathergate situation where, a major news media made up believed a made-up memo.
Well, there was something else in the past, and I don't remember the exact instance of what happened, but one of their reporters was caught totally fabricating stuff. And it's certainly happened, and so I take things that I see on the internet as seriously as I would see anywhere else. I still think they deserve to be investigated and checked. And according to some of the checking that some people have done on this, it really does appear to be a legitimate poster that was designed by some advertising firm. They found the name of the advertising firm nearby the name of the poster and where it was running, and it is frightening. Some sort of propaganda, total propaganda like this, is appearing now in the United States of America.
It's bizarre looking.
And as I was looking through that, I discovered another poster propaganda that is actually over in London. It was about 2 years ago that they put this up. The transport authority there was plastering posters all over bus terminals that read, "Secure under the watchful eyes," as an Orwellian promo for its surveillance cameras.
It sure looks that way too, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you can see in this particular poster, it's kind of a photographic view
like an old sci-fi book.
Right, there's a bridge and there's a little double-decker bus going across the bridge, and then above that is the text "Secure beneath the watchful eyes," and in the sky there are just kind of outlines of eyes.
Yeah.
Human eyes just floating in the sky. And seriously, legitimate photo of that particular poster. It seems almost unbelievable that this could all be happening again. You know, that this kind of propaganda, these ideas are being communicated in the ways that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Bush with a quote not too long ago. It was about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. Did you hear the quote about the propaganda? I don't actually have.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, you got a catapult. He said something about in my line of work, you got a catapult to propaganda.
Got to keep repeating and repeating and repeating yourself.
Right. I mean, he's literally coming out and admitting that he is spewing propaganda.
Well, propaganda, by its definition, really isn't necessarily a terrible thing.
We have propaganda on this show, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Sure, but nonetheless, we all know in which direction. In which direction their propaganda is going, and that is pro-administration, pro-big government, pro-America, the government, America's imperial government propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stuff we get out of those people. And then as a result, we end up with stuff like this. Even the little bureaucracies are pumping out posters now.
Mm-hmm.
Watch, ride, and report.
Mm-hmm.
If you see any unusual activities or packages in the area, report them to your nearest conductor. It's just frightening that this stuff is going on. And nobody, thank goodness the blogs are here. Because, you know, ABC and NBC sure wouldn't report on this. So thank goodness for the internet age, because otherwise we would be in even more tyrannical times, I think. Your show, you take control. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine while it then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is the Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will get live streaming if you want it. We've got very high bandwidth stream. We've got a low bandwidth stream for those of you still stuck on dial-up. Everybody who's on the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
We mentioned London. We actually mentioned England a few moments ago, and we were talking about these scary posters that have been going up, these just propaganda posters, kind of snitch posters, and that have been just going up around around the world, apparently. And London was one of the places that was doing it.
New Jersey
years
was
back.
The other one, wasn't it?
I believe it was Maryland.
Maryland.
But here's something else that's going on in London while we're on the subject. To those who've never been, according to ABC News, Britain may call to mind a John Constable painting, peaceful roads winding through pastoral landscapes. But to motorists stuck in traffic jams that now clog its roads in provincial towns, it could feel more like Edward Munch's The Scream. Congestion on British roads has become so bad that government officials are proposing a dramatic measure to stave off what they call LA-style gridlock. Under the plan, drivers would pay for using every single road in the country. Sophisticated satellite and global positioning equipment would track vehicles, charging them according to the route that they take. Busy roads at busy times of the day could cost as much as $2 per mile.
Wow.
Plus your gas taxes?
Jeez.
According to preliminary proposals. That's preliminary proposals. And we all know what happens when the government starts brewing a new plan. Well, they always have their estimates. They always have their proposals. And then the actual numbers end up being 10 times as much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they do it.
Because the government doesn't have any incentive to keep costs down. You know, they're going to fleece you for whatever they want to. Doesn't matter to them. They'll throw you in jail if you don't want to pay it.
Yep.
The idea, formally unveiled Thursday in a speech by so-and-so, would be unprecedented. Several countries have talked about road pricing or variable pricing for decades, but nothing on this scale has ever been considered before. Despite some grumbling that satellite tracking would breach privacy, it's an idea that may be spreading. A pilot project similar to the British plan began near Seattle late last year, but results won't be reported until 2006. Cities from New York to Moscow, meanwhile, have been watching London's landmark congestion charge scheme with interest. Now, this is a result of poor planning.
How so?
Well, in that most of these cities were probably centrally planned. You know, somebody decided at some point to put a road here and make it this particular, you know, width. And
right.
Somebody set the rules. Somebody set, literally laid the foundations of the city. And when you're not letting the market take care of things, you've got the government handling things. Now, which I'm not going to sit here and argue for private roads, but I would think that if the market was handling the roads issue, we wouldn't have the congestion problems that we get from the government roads. And so now, because we've let the government handle our roads for so long, the population has grown so much, the economy has grown far beyond the government's ability to keep up as far as roads, as far as the actual channels of movement. And now you've got the government looking to impose an even more draconian solution. When we talk about private roads on this show, one of the frequent objections that's brought up is, oh no, we'd all have to pay tolls if there were private roads. But now you've got governments charging for gasoline, charging taxes on the gasoline, which in this country are to the tune of about 50% of the price of gas.
It's true.
And you're going to have to, I mean, if the U.S. governments pick up on this idea and looks like they're already thinking about it. You're not only going to have gas taxes, but you're going to have the pleasure. You're going to have the absolute pleasure of paying for every single mile that you drive on these roads.
There's many roads that you do pay by the mile.
There aren't that many of them, and there's usually
few.
Voluntary in which that you go on. But yes, New Jersey would be one example of that. And New Jersey is a great example of government just gone completely out of control. There was a list recently of the six worst, most government-congested states, and of course New Jersey was one of the six. New Jersey, New York, and there was a few others. But man, this is not good, dude. I mean, charging this kind of money, this is going to kill the economy.
Yeah, I think it probably won't be good for the economy.
You're not going to want to leave the house.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be walking. It's going to make it so I can't even imagine. I'm having trouble just fathoming the effect that this kind of restriction would have on economic progress. Oh, what's that? You want a pizza delivered? Double the price. Seriously? At $2 a mile? That's going to kill that. That's going to kill any delivery business, period. There's no, I mean, that's just, you can't compete. How could you possibly cover those costs? If it's $10 for a pizza and $40 to deliver the thing, nobody is going to do that.
That's hard to dispute.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think about this? 800-259-9231.
I think that if Britain picks it up, that the United States isn't far behind.
No doubt. A government study found that road pricing could reduce congestion by 40%. Of course. And result in $20 billion in time savings, she adds. A fully functional nationwide system involving roadside devices that monitor every journey of every vehicle. Oh, and then there's that whole aspect. You know, the privacy. I understand we've been throwing that out the window for a number of years here in the United States, and the Fourth Amendment is all but completely torn to shreds here already. And now we're going to have the pleasure, if this happens here, we're going to be able to be tracked every single place we go.
Yeah.
Tell me that is not something that's going to be set up for an abuse of government power in the future.
Because they're going to have to know who's in the car so they know who to send the tax bill to.
That too. And what's this? You're going to suspicious locations?
Mm.
We saw your car parked in an alley the other day in Manwich. You want to tell us what was going on?
Mm.
You're not supposed to be in alleyways. Only bad things happen in alleyways. I was loading something and I'm like, I think we're going to need some proof of that, sir. How do we know you weren't loading bombs in? Only suspected terrorists spend time in alleyways. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
This is seriously a major... a huge destruction of individual sovereignty, privacy, just about everything that we stand for in this country.
It seems to me that the government's getting enough taxes out of gasoline. Since they're
apparently not.
50% of every gallon, pretty much.
Well, now, I can't even imagine what the taxes are like in Great Britain. Don't they pay something like $4 a liter there?
That's what I've heard in Europe. I don't know for certain what they pay.
If you're in the United Kingdom, you want to clue us in 1-800-259-9231. You want to shoot us an email, maybe it's a little cheaper for you that way. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. A fully functioning nationwide system, including roadside devices that monitor every journey of every vehicle, is still a decade away. But the government hopes to legislate in the next couple of years. And that's the one thing that we have on our side. Whenever we talk about a lot of this scary stuff that government's talking about doing... Mm-hmm. Thank goodness they're the government. And if they don't have really any incentive to get these things done, sure, they talk a good game. But like they're saying, 10 years for implementation, 10 years, and again, that's an estimate. It could take 20 years. So luckily, they move at a glacial pace, and we, the activists, we can move much quicker and just hopefully run circles around them and get this stopped in its tracks. This is bad news.
If we can get people involved.
If you stand up and say no. If you take it, well... We're screwed. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Exciting things going on at the Free Talk Live studio today.
Indeed.
There's been a lot of rain in the state of Florida recently. And apparently, when it rains and septic tanks are near full, you get problems.
Yeah.
Real nasty problems. Yeah, but we won't go into that.
Not good.
It's a little too scatological for Saturday evening radio. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have got the bulletin board system. That's right. We've got over 500 people interacting there. Thousands of posts, over 18,000 posts last time I looked. Man, that's huge.
It is.
There's a lot of activity. We like to consider it our digital playground. So be sure you go to freetalklive.com and sign up because it's absolutely free. You actually have to sign up for the bulletin board system, but
yes.
It's minimal. All we need is your email address, pretty much, and just to confirm you're a real person. All right, we're talking about Britain, London. The United Kingdom, they're talking about charging people as much as $2 per mile, depending on the road, depending on the time of day. They're going to track your cars, you know, if this legislation goes through, and well, I see no reason why it would.
They have to have little GPS things in your cars.
Yes, they would.
To tell how many miles you've driven.
That's exactly right.
So therefore, they have to know where you've been.
Every single inch of where you have been. And who knows, they might even, keep a history on you. Going back as many months. We've certainly got the hard drive capacity to store where you go.
Yeah.
It is a frightening idea. It is being talked about right now. It hasn't been implemented yet. But not only is Great Britain considering this, but some cities like New York and even Seattle have been talking about it.
I thought California, the entire state, was talking about it, too.
I believe they were talking about something similar, yeah.
Yeah.
The impetus is I think California was just talking about, like, a per-mile tax.
Yes.
Not actually knowing where you go and charging you based on the road.
Oh, I see. They would, like, check your odometer?
Yeah.
I can't imagine them doing that very well.
The impetus, well, this would
You'd
be...
You'd have to report it yourself.
Well, it would be another piece of hardware kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to go in for a checkup occasionally, I guess. The impetus in this particular case... they claim, is supply and demand. I find that really amusing. They claim demand for roads has risen dramatically as vehicle numbers have increased more than tenfold in the past 50 years to 28 million. Again, we're talking about London, England. Yet supply in the form of road capacity has increased only 20%. So vehicle numbers increased more than tenfold. Form of supply, form of roads, only increased 20%. According to Philip Hale of the RAC Motorists Organization, I guess that's like their AAA, the only way to smooth out the imbalance is to increase the supply of roads or introduce a pricing element to deplete demand. So they're actually saying here, okay, we can fix this problem one of two ways. Expand the infrastructure in order to make it so people can travel and do business and make the economy work, or just crack down on demand and destroy the economy.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're trying to do.
And the idea that the government is here trying, that you can even get the government to respond in some sort of correct fashion to supply and demand is totally asinine. It is not possible. The government, even though it is correct, it is definitely recognizing that this is a supply and demand problem.
Instead of running down demand by increasing supply, they're going to run down demand with taxes, which is going to stifle the economy.
Yeah, it's going to make it so nobody wants to go outside of the radius in which they can walk or bicycle. And that's going to mean that you can't trade with the people across town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to mean prices are going to go up because business owners will know that it's difficult for you to go somewhere else.
It's going to highly affect
inflation.
Commerce.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. Real bad. And it just, again, the government cannot respond to these economic factors. It doesn't have the market sense. It doesn't have the ability at all to know what to do. It has this central decision factor, this kind of communist control, the way they do things, and that by its nature doesn't respond to demand. It doesn't respond to what the market wants. It can't. And even if it knew what to do,
well, they do. They mentioned in the article that they could increase supply of roads.
Yes, that's true. But even though they might know what to do, it will take them forever to implement it. They already mentioned that this plan may take as much as 10 years to get going.
That's true.
Takes them forever to implement. So by the time they've implemented this plan, the problem has gotten 10 times worse, and they've yet to do anything about it. Things are going to get real bad in London. I suggest if you live in London, you probably should move somewhere else. I don't know. Let's see what else they have to say here.
The market will figure out how to transport people from one place to the other.
The market will still work, but it will be severely depressed.
It will.
I mean, the market is this kind of this force, almost. I kind of consider it this invisible, I think it's been described as the invisible hand.
Mm-hmm.
It just operates. It just does. The market just does what it has to do. But if the government puts so many roadblocks in front of it, it makes it difficult to get its job done, and therefore prices go up, things get worse, supply is garbage, because there's hardly anybody doing it. If we were to price for other goods the way we do for road space, there would be huge inefficiencies and massive excess demand, said some government advisor. We're pricing for road use the way the former Soviet Union used to ration bread through queues, not prices. We can't increase much more because of the island we are. You can fit Britain inside Minnesota. We can't build our way out of this. It's environmentally and politically unacceptable. But we can manage the road traffic we have. I disagree with him. If you let the free market handle it, you can better believe that people with economic interests in making profits would absolutely build their way out of this. They build all kinds of crazy spirally roads that go up and above the buildings, and the free market could really do some amazing things if you'd turn it loose, if you'd let it solve these problems. But we have always thought that government must take care of the roads. If you want a good infrastructure, you can't hand that over to the marketplace. It's too important.
Well, if the marketplace can handle it, then the marketplace would come up with other means to transport people. They would build build its own roads.
Well, they
would spring up.
They may not necessarily be able to build their own roads if the government comes in and says, "What are you doing? What are you doing building this road up here? You can't do this."
I don't see why they wouldn't. Why the government wouldn't let people build their own roads.
Well, it's infringing upon their monopoly.
I disagree with that. I doubt that.
Well, maybe that's what will happen, Manwich. Because otherwise, why hasn't it happened yet? The situation, we just read the numbers, the traffic has increased tenfold and the actual road capacity only 20%. So if the market is going to respond, why haven't they responded yet? I think it's because they're being depressed by the government.
I think that it's because
necessity is the mother of invention, and so if they decide that they need quicker ways to get places, I mean,
the market
it would
doesn't
happen.
Have the expedience that the government does. The government can claim lands for itself and put roads on those lands.
Dude, it can get expedient if there's money crossing. You know, if there's money changing hands, people will sell, people will buy what they need to get the job done. If somebody smells a profit, let me tell you, it would go a lot quicker.
Land costs a lot of money, especially in a place like London. The government has to. If the government doesn't just claim land, then, well,
I'm just telling you, dude. This
costs
is
a lot of money to build
this.
This
is not
road.
The fastest way to do things, to turn this over to the government. It's not a good idea. Anyway, we'll find out what happens. Maybe the market will take control. Maybe somebody will perfect flying cars because of this. Who knows? Who knows if there might be a silver lining here, but I don't see it. I just see just bad times for London, England. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we got more stuff on the way, including corrupt cop stories coming up tonight. And I know you got something else, man. Which this is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the Saturday night show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Anything goes, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, even pop culture. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And man, what's
join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. As you scroll down through there, you'll see there's a couple different places you can vote for us at, including podtower.com. And actually, when you get down to the sixth archive, the very last one on the front page, you'll find there's a link that'll take you all the way back to the last few months' worth of shows. Totally free, thanks to the good people over at downloadradio.org, and that is downloadradio.org. So we were talking about the British, and it's just too depressing. There's more details in this story, but it's just horrible to think about that kind of a draconian scheme coming down, being laid upon poor people in London, man. They're going to have to pay $2 a mile soon to drive for the privilege of driving. It is absolutely insane. Now then, let's see. Well, you mentioned that you had another British-related story, man, which I said something about corrupt cops, but since we're on Britain, we might as well
Hit it.
We might as well bang that out. If you want to shoot us an email, by the way, ftl@freetalklive.com.
Apparently, a British hacker fights being sent to the U.S. In 2002, this gentleman hacked into the Pentagon website. Or not the Pentagon website, but the Pentagon's computers.
Mm-hmm.
He was searching for, well, I'll read the article to you.
Okay.
A British computer whiz who allegedly hacked into Pentagon and NASA networks because he thought they were hiding evidence of the existence of UFOs is fighting extradition to the United States. Gary McKinnon, 39, is out on bail after appearing in a Bow Street magistrate's court in London yesterday for his extradition hearing. He was first arrested in, now get this, this is how long this crap takes.
Uh-huh.
2002,
right.
After being indicted by a U.S. grand jury on 8 counts of computer crimes in 14 states.
The British people arrested him after a U.S. grand jury.
Sure, there's,
They cooperate to some extent. Okay.
Right. It's just amazing how long these things take.
Reciprocation?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be the word for that?
Reciprocity? I don't know.
Okay.
At the time of indictment, Paul McNulty, U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, said McKinnon was charged with the biggest military computer hack of all time. It is not clear why the extradition case took so long to get to court. McKinnon, known online as Solo, allegedly accessed 97 U.S. computer government computers, stole passwords, deleted files, and shut down military computer networks, crashing 300 computers at Earl Naval Weapons Station in Colts Neck, New Jersey, shortly after 9/11.
You know, if the government was smart, they'd hire this guy to improve their security system.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
That's seriously, hackers are valuable because they show you your flaws.
It's true. Well, he said that they're the passwords on these files were relatively easy to guess.
UFO.
Apparently, he did this while dressed as his hero glam rocker David Bowie.
What? That's a bit of an odd addition to that article.
He does seem like a strange dude.
Oh, okay. Does it have a picture of him?
It does.
Okay,
and he's a strange looking guy.
He looked like a weird skinny hacker dude.
Yeah, he does. Apparently, he's going to be back in court next month, and in the meantime, is barred from accessing the Internet.
You know, one of the better decisions that the government school that
no
I went
evidence,
to...
by the way, he didn't find any evidence of UFOs or the aliens that had...
Shucks.
Yeah.
One of the... Not a shock, actually, but one of the things that the government school that I went to did that was actually right was something where... They caught some dudes for doing computer stuff in the school, mm-hmm. like hacker kind of stuff.
Right.
And... They basically created this tech team thing mm-hmm. And gave them the opportunity to go ahead and start fixing people's computers instead of breaking them.
Mm.
And so they kind of spun the hackers right around into a positive kind of a job.
It's a good idea because, well...
Otherwise, they're just going to be angrier at you.
You build puzzles, people are going to want to solve puzzles.
Yeah.
You know? It's just human nature.
Well, plus, if you put them in jail, they're going to want to get out of jail. And then when they get out, they're going to be angry at you for it.
Yes.
You know, might as well use their techniques, use their skills to your benefit. So, I think they're approaching this in the wrong way. And now everybody's going to have to pay to lock this dude up.
Yep.
Because he showed the military flaws in their security system, we all have to pay $50,000 a year to put him in jail?
It does say that he cost $700,000 in damage. In one instance, the U.S.
They always inflate that stuff.
Yeah.
It was probably $7,000.
The U.S. Army's Military District of Washington network became inoperable. Well, I mean, you know, it would have been very bad if something would have happened at that time, you know?
I see. Well, now, if he can do it, don't you think the Al-Qaeda hackers can do that?
Or hire him?
Well, again, it's hacking. I mean, if you know what you're doing, you got to understand something about computers. You can put a firewall up, you can put antivirus software up, you can put all the stuff in the way of these little problems as you want to, the anti-spyware. If somebody wants in bad enough, it doesn't matter how many levels of security you have. Same thing with your house.
Yeah, it's locked just the same as locks
right.
on doors.
Yeah, if somebody wants into your house and you got 50 locks on the door... They want it
bad
enough.
Give it enough time and enough, incentive. They will get through.
Because once you learn how to pick locks, it's like butter, dude. It's no problem going through locks. I know people who know how to pick locks, and it's amazing watching them work.
Well, they're called locksmiths.
Locksmiths, sure, and unofficial locksmiths as well. They just
those would be burglars.
No, not if you're practicing on your own locks.
I see. Just wanted to know.
Just in case. Yeah. Well, it's something that comes
it's
in handy.
Puzzle.
It really is something that comes in handy. My friend that I used to room with could pick locks, And so I ended up locking my keys out of my my truck one night.
Did you use like a tension bar and the whole thing?
I mean,
did he stick stuff in the lock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, real lock picking.
Yeah, that's real lock picking.
It's, it's definitely something. But my point is that if they want to get in, they're going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so you should, you really should spin this around the right way. Unfortunately, they're not going to do it. And then Al-Qaeda could hack into the system and then take it down and then attack. That's what you're suggesting could have happened.
It could have.
If he can do it, they can do it. Your show, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number you need. You call in and take control toll-free. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. And we've got a brand new lady to put there on the Shrine. I have not yet done it. I promise I'll get it done tonight. She called in earlier this week. And so we're looking forward to that. So keep your eyes out for that. Also, when we put a brand new person on the Shrine or anything else happens in regards to the show, we will send you an email update if you're a member of the updates list.
Yes.
And you can go sign up. It's absolutely easy. And, of course, it's free at freetalklive.com. So what do you want to go to next, Manwich?
Well, I've been kind of caught up in this news story. Now, we haven't reported anything on it on Free Talk Live. It's not really our gig, really. But there's this young gal that was abducted in Aruba, I think it was 2 weeks ago, And her name
I think
is,
the reason we don't talk about this stuff is because what's the issue?
There isn't really an issue.
Are you for kidnapping or are you against it? Call in.
Hey, really?
Well, you often are a proponent of not leaving the United States. Like, you don't like the idea of going into foreign countries because,
I think it's a fine idea if you want to leave the United States. Go ahead. I just think you need to just be careful.
Yeah. Well, and this is a good example. You know, I don't think there's probably less crime in Aruba than there is in, she's from Alabama, so let's say Montgomery.
Okay.
If she'd have gone and hung out in Montgomery.
In shady places. Sure.
Yeah. You know, and apparently she, all kinds of things have been alleged. She apparently had quote-unquote physical relations with one of these guys. They've arrested five guys.
Wow.
They have no charges on these dudes.
They're just holding them.
They just hold them. It's the Dutch system, so they don't have to, it's not like ours.
Not like the Americans.
No. They have to charge you in America. Here they can hold you for 120 days indefinitely without any charges at all.
Really? Wow.
So apparently she had physical relations. I don't know if that means she kissed him or something more happened. I don't know.
Okay. Well, our news is usually very vague about that sort
of thing. And my cynical little, my cynicism rears its ugly head in this particular instance. Because I wonder, if Natalie Holloway wasn't a pretty white girl, would this story be capturing the hearts and minds of American people?
Thank you. That is the issue on the table with this particular story, is that the United States media, the mainstream media, loves stuff like this.
I don't know
the little blonde girls that get kidnapped. That's the only ones they report on.
I don't know.
There was that girl in Salt Lake City a few years ago.
Right.
There's another one earlier this year.
Absolutely.
Always a little pretty blonde girl.
I don't know if it's supply-side economics or demand-side economics. Is it the viewers?
True. Are they giving people what they want?
Today,
that's another good question.
I was out for breakfast, and I was thinking, I wonder if they found out what happened with Natalie Holloway.
Well, chicken or the egg. I mean, who... Does the TV... This is an excellent question. Does television news reflect reality? Or does it help sculpt and mold reality?
I think it's true on both sides.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact is, unfortunately, most of the people in this country are white Christian types, and they're interested in this kind of stuff.
I don't know if that's unfortunate, but that's what this country is.
Well, unfortunately for our news coverage, that they're interested in that kind of stuff. They don't care that London's about to put a $2 a mile tax on every place you drive. They don't care about that kind of stuff. They don't care that our Fourth Amendment's being destroyed or the Second Amendment's being destroyed. All of the Bill of Rights are being thrown out the window in this country. This is the kind of stuff that's going on in the background while the news media is reporting on fluff like this. I'm sorry the girl's in trouble, and I'm sorry she's missing, but there are lots of people who are missing. Why is it she's the one that gets the attention? We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way. Hopefully we'll find out what happened with the unidentified flying objector today. That hopefully is coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.